AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Minnesota Vikings have finally arrived at their hotel in Wisconsin after their plane skidded off a snowy runway Friday night. Why did it take so long to remove the players, coaches, and team personnel from the jet?
The safest place for the players is on the airplane, and we wanted to make sure that we through the best safe or the safest means possible, we're able to take them off the airplane.
Abe Weber, director of Appleton International Airport, says firefighters had to take the Vikings off two at a time because the airport didn't have a portable staircase to reach the store of the steam team plane. The Vikings are in Wisconsin to play the Packers in Green Bay on Sunday. Federal authorities are warning Americans that Islamic State sympathizers are continuing to call for attacks on churches and also other spots where people will gather for the holidays.
The warning was issued after a publicly available list of U.S. churches was posted on a militant's social media site. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security issued the warning to law enforcement nationwide just days after the deadly attack at a Christmas market in Berlin. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for that attack. FBI spokesman Andrew Ames says the FBI is aware of the list of churches posted online and is tracking the matter. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Israel is irate about the U.S. letting the U.N. Security Council pass a resolution Friday condemning the Jewish state for building settlements on Palestinian land. Israel's ambassador says the council has no right to ban Israelis from building settlements in their capital.
Would you ban the Chinese from building in Beijing? Would you ban the British from building in London? Would you ban the Americans from building in Washington?
Israel views what happened Friday at the UN as a major rebuke by the United States. This is AP Radio News. The holiday shopping season got off to a slow start, in part because of the presidential election.
A lot of people were kind of delaying their buying, really focusing on the TV news. And then it started really kicking in for the Black Friday weekend. What we have here is that we have a full week before Christmas. Christmas falls on a Sunday. So people are packing malls this week. Last night was really busy in the malls. People are really kind of waiting until the last minute.
AP correspondent Ann DiNizio reports some people get a kick out of last-minute holiday shopping.
I've talked to a lot of people at the malls and on the streets, and they love it. They just think this is the tradition that they've embraced. But I think there are a lot more procrastinators out there this week compared to last year. A lot of stores are telling me this, and it's because Christmas is falling on a Sunday, and so it's a full week, and people really feel like they can shop this whole week.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.